Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Bouncing back from a storm like Sandy sometimes requires creative approaches. And one example of that kind of innovative thinking happened today at the Deerfield Elementary School in Westwood. With us now is the Deerfield's principal, Alan Cameron, to tell us what happened. So, Mr. Cameron, you didn't have power today at your school, but you did have school. So how did you pull that off?
Our superintendent, Dr. John Antonucci, met with the police and fire to make sure that it was going to be safe for the students to be in school today, and they ascertained that the fire alarms were working and everything was going to be safe for the students, so we thought we'd give it a go.
So no electricity, so you had no power, but they were there without lights?
That's correct. We're very fortunate in our school. It's small, and there's one level. Each classroom has a bank of windows, so we had lots of natural light in the classrooms and learning spaces, and we had many battery-operated lanterns in the hallway and the restrooms, so we were able to provide light where necessary.
And I assume you had plumbing, so you did have restrooms the kids could use.
That's correct. We have battery-operated automatic flushers, so there were no problems there.
Schools are so high-tech today. I mean, many of them have smart boards, these active boards that require electricity. I imagine you couldn't use those. Did you have chalkboards you could resort to?
Yes. It was an interesting shift. We went back a few decades. Teachers were using the whiteboards that were not electrical and reading from books and using student-made worksheets rather than photocopies. It was a throwback.
Did you feel like the kids were any different today in a no-electricity environment?
You know, it's interesting. Kids are very resilient. I told them this morning we had no electricity. They were excited. When I went and visited every classroom today, they were all engaged on task like it was any other day. It was a very productive day for them.
And what did you miss most today not having electricity at the school?
Absolutely, email and phones.
The phones were down as well.
That's right. The phones were down. We used my cell phone as the primary contact, so parents could call in or we could call out. But definitely email. It was surprising how much we become reliant on that form of communication.
Absolutely. That is Dr. Alan Cameron. He is the principal of Deerfield Elementary School in Westwood. They had classes today even though there was no power at the school. And I believe you're the last school in Westwood that doesn't have its power back. Is that right?
That's correct.
Dr. Cameron, thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.